Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. That's a little bit of Van Halen bringing us back there. Bob Phibbs is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Bob's a friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member. He's nationally known, maybe even across the galaxy, as the retail doctor. He speaks and writes and pontificates wherever he can, just like me, about the thing he's passionate about. And in his case, it's retail. His book is called
Across
The Retail Doctor's
Guide. Galaxies, huh?
Yeah, the galaxy. Wow. The Retail Doctor's Guide to Growing Your Business is his book, and he's our good friend Bob. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you back. You know, Bob, in December of 2008, you know, everybody remembers where they were in the last quarter of 2008, right? Like some of these other momentous events. In December of 2008, I started telling my audience, when we did not know what was going to happen in 2009, we did not know what was coming at us. I said, okay, here's the deal. Your goal for 2009 is to open your doors January 1, 2010.
Yeah.
And what I was saying, without saying it, was that pricing power was going to go out the window. That you were going to do whatever you had to do to stay in business, and probably meant that you were going to have to take some hits at different levels. Well, here we are, more than 3 years later, and is it time to start for folks to start? And by the way, in the intervening years, we've also talked about how to give customers a deal without lowering your price, that sort of thing. Where do we stand right now? What's the landscape for pricing look like now?
Well, I think too many businesses have bought into that. If I can't raise my prices, they'll all leave me. And that's pretty sad if you really think that raising your prices even $5 or something is going to matter. Nobody's out there. There's no pricing police out in the universe, Jim, that is going to swoop down on you and say that. And I know that people get touchy about pricing for two reasons. One, they think that could be their competitive edge, and the whole thing will fall like a house of cards if they raise their price a little bit. But two, they're really afraid of the Internet and say, well, you know, anybody can buy it online. Actually, there's three things. And three is self-image. I don't believe I'm really worth it, or I know what something costs, so therefore I don't want to be seen as taking advantage of people. Well, that's fine, but then don't be in retail or small business, honestly, because the reality is the big boys are being pushed by Amazon and the rest to lower their prices. Luckily, they have stockholders that'll see them through. You know, Amazon's not exactly making money, but they sure are able to disrupt the entire market. You look at Groupon. Groupon, you know, I was reading something the other day that said that they thought Groupon was poised for collapse because the whole deal thing doesn't work. Well, that's fine, but they took all the money the last 3 years making everybody think everything had to be a deal.
See, so that's the start. That's like that's what I call the startup fallacy. Startups, and this is a point that gets to your point, I think, Bob. Startups, when they enter the marketplace, they don't know what things are worth, and they're motivated to stay to get going. So they'll do whatever they have to do, sell at whatever price they have to sell it at, to get your business. And so they basically disrupt the pricing structure, the price structure for goods, what things are really worth. If you've been in business a while, you know what things are worth. Well, there are not as many startups these days in this recovery as there have been in past recovery because for a lot of different reasons. So that's another reason, in my opinion, Bob, that you should be able to have some pricing power in your retail business.
Well, you have to. I mean, ultimately, you have to. You know, I asked an audience, I don't know, a couple months ago, and I said something like a rhetorical question. You know, how much do you mark up your products? And this woman yelled back at me. I don't usually get a heckler in my audience, but she yells back, you mean how much I should charge or how much I have to charge for the item to move? And that got a laugh, and I thought, Well, that might make you feel good, but honestly, if the widget for you to retail, you pay, I don't care, $50, let's say, and it should retail at $100, that extra $50 that you're taking in has to pay for the shipping, which nobody's throwing in free, and the benefits and everything else. And if you charge $40, you know, if you only mark up $40, so it's $90 now, that extra $10 is going to come out of somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be your pocket, your home equity note, your vacation not taken, and you just become one of those bitter Betty businesses that, you know, sits in the back, oh, they aren't coming, they're all on the internet,
yeah.
And you just become this curmudgeon, and then, but you can change all that. I guess that's all I would like to say, you know, Jim, is that, yes, it's scary, it's funny, I'm coming out with a 5-lesson on personality styles, how to sell more and develop rapport, and I'm looking at pricing it, because mm-hmm. there is no hard price, right? So it
right.
is kind of what the market will bear. At the same time, you really do have to think a lot about it, because if it's too low, it's not going to be seen as
right.
valuable.
Price
too
point
high,
is,
people
price
aren't
point
going
is
to
an
use
important
it.
Part of the business, any business, price point.
But too many times, I think we use that when there are fixed costs, and that's what's not fair. You
right.
follow me?
Yes.
You can't say, I paid $5, I don't think the market will support it more than $7.50. Then that's not retailing. You're just being,
right.
A welfare kind of a, we're just going to give this out and be nice to the world. And
but there's also, there's another thing here, Bob.
Have to make a profit.
There's another thing that small business owners need to understand, and I've been talking about this for as long as I've drawn breath, basically, in the market, and that is that our customers are not Walmart customers. Our customers are not always interested in buying on the internet. People who buy from small
yep.
business, especially small business retailers, they're there for another reason, and they don't expect
yep.
to get the bottom price with you. They're glad if they do, but they'll still do business with you if they don't, if you understand why they are there and who those people are. What do you think?
Well, I again, we totally agree with that. I think that we put our garbage onto our customers. So I can't, you know, maybe you can't afford the $4,000 watch that you're retailing, so you feel a fraud when you're asking for $4,000. So, of
right.
course, you sell by a calculator, and, well, I can give you 20% off. It's funny. I got a pair of lamps for my birthday this last week. I turned 54. Can't believe it. And they didn't have a shade. So I didn't want to go to Lowe's. I went up to a little place. I'm in upstate New York.
Bob, hold on to that thought.
Great.
I'm gonna let you tell this fascinating lamp story right after these messages. Folks, there's no way you're leaving not knowing what's going to happen with the shade. I know you're not. Bob Phibbs is our guest. You Can Compete is his second edition, by the way, for that book. That's out as well as The Retail Doctor's Guide to Growing Your Business. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.